Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, the good news, as of 5 o'clock yesterday, the Colonial Pipeline back online.
Yes.
They say, but it's going to take a couple days to get everything right again. Get it moving, get it up and going. And then the question becomes, how long before you don't have to hoard gas? You know what I mean? Like, how long before everybody who's on fumes drives theirs, gets theirs,
If everybody would just calm down now, that would go a long way toward alleviating this. That's what this problem is. I mean, I spoke with that local gas station operator yesterday, and he was saying that he's still getting the same amount of gas delivered. That hasn't changed.
Really?
But the demand is four times what it is. That's because people are panic buying. And some are buying, bringing in gas cans, whatever, filling those up as well as the tank. And this particular operator was not putting any restrictions on anybody. And of course, the price that's being charged to these people who sell the gas is going up as well.
Yeah. Well, I hope they get this. They say, it's going to be a few more days before it's back to normal. I'm like, a few more days Saturday or a few more days like Monday? I don't know. I guess we'll find out. I know where I live. I live right on the edge of, the congested part of Greenville. I can't find any stations that have gas anywhere near me. And as far as I'd have to drive to find some that do, I'd be afraid I'd be running out of gas. So I don't know. I hope it shows, manifests quickly.
Yesterday, when I was headed home, yesterday afternoon, mm-hmm. I made a point of going through town, and I noticed that there were almost all the gas stations had at least some pumps running. And there weren't huge lines, but I mean, there were, a large number of people there.
Yeah.
And I did stop at one because, like I said, I was like under half a tank. And I thought, if there's somebody that's open, I'll go ahead and get in and pull in this place. And they had a sign up. They'd been previously allowing you to get $20. Now it was only $10. And my car takes premium, 93 octane. So, and they were charging $3.79 a gallon. So I got just over 2.5 gallons, and I wound up with just a bit more gas than I had yesterday morning. Because it's 50 miles for me to drive back and forth every day.
Yeah. Wow. That's a lot. So hopefully, I don't know where I am. It's all sold out, but hopefully that'll change as I'm heading home today and we'll be getting to see that. Meanwhile, mask, not mask, Greenville mask ordinance is gone. Thank God.
Really?
So that's good. And then I immediately went online this morning and looked, and the Greenville schools have their face mask opt-out form right on the front page.
Yep.
You can get that signed. So I emailed it to Rambo Loco and had asked him to sign so that I don't want my child to be the only kid not wearing a mask today. So we'll see how, this may be over a couple of days. Jason's on the line. Hey, Jason.
Good morning, Tara.
Morning. So now what's up? Your daughter does not want you to sign the mask waiver?
Yeah, so you kind of, when you were talking about the social pressure this morning, it made me think of, yesterday I told my daughter, hey, I can fill out this form and you won't have to wear your mask at school. And her face just got white. And she says, don't do it, Dad. I don't want to be that kid at school. And now she's in fifth grade, in elementary school. But I'm just thinking, what kind of pressure is a fifth grade under? And they don't want to not wear the mask because of the pressure of somebody might say something to them.
Did she ever at any point, Jason, just total curiosity, was any of her fear have anything to do with getting COVID or?
No, not at all. It's just the social pressure.
Fabulous. By the way, you could tell to make her feel better about that. Even Don Lemon, on CNN had to do a segment telling liberals, believe the science and take off your mask. Did you see that? So just yes. Tell her John Lemon says it's okay. I'm sure that'll help, right? News you could use here on The Tara Show. Thank you, Jason, so much for your phone call.
That's very insightful.
Yeah, give it a couple days, though. And these parents, they're going to be sending the mask.
And the thing is, if you want your kids to wear masks, they can.
Yeah, that's fine.
And that's what is so, to me, what's so much infuriating about this whole attitude about this. If the mask works and you want to wear one, wear one.
What do you care what other people do?
Exactly, because if it works, you're protected, okay?
That's been what I've been saying this whole time.
I know. And it's like, if the vaccine works, then why wear a mask?
And if the vaccine works, why do you care if other people don't get it?
Right.
None of it makes any sense. None of it's made any sense from the beginning, though, so you know. Hey, speaking of things we've predicted coming true. If you were a cartel, an enterprising cartel member, right, like down there in Mexico, where would you expand? You know, you think of franchise opportunities, right? Like, where would you go right now? Because they're always looking for new territory, right? I mean, they kill each other in Mexico over the territory. It's been a war going on there for years, right? I mean, their murder rate's second only to Syria. That's why our State Department warns about going there. And the Biden administration wants to bring it here, right, because they think it's fabulous. So what would you do right now? Would you fight your fellow bloodthirsty compatriots for, a little more square footage down there in Mexico?
No, why not go north where they're trying to defund police?
Yeah, that's where I would do. And I've been saying this. I've been saying the cartels are going to take over, and we've been documenting how they are. They had a problem. Remember the L.A. jail? The sheriff lost control of it to the cartel. FBI had to go in and straighten it out. That should have been a huge news story, right? That was back when Trump wasn't allowed to enforce the border because we had a liberal judicial dictator say that he couldn't do it, which was a lie. Anyway, they had a fight in court, get that taken care of. Now listen to this. Fox 11, like the local news station there in Seattle, home of Antifa, is reporting on local news, and of course, naturally, it'll never be picked up naturally, that the feds are telling the local police and sheriff that the violent Mexican cartels are now trying to gain a foothold in Seattle and the Northwest. So you know what that means, Lee? They drove through all these red states that are not depolicing, right? They drove through or flew through, right? Because Biden will get you free flight if you want, and it's not going to ask who you are, so you can fly too for free. Maybe do it that way. And they went through all that red territory to get to the blue places to take them over.
Yeah, that's
your head around that.
That's pretty far north.
That's pretty far north. Here's from the transcript of the Fox 11 News report from last week. Federal drug investigators say that there are many homegrown illegal drug makers who are operating in the Seattle area and the Pacific Northwest. But violent Mexican drug cartels are now moving in and trying to establish a foothold in the region. Officials from Homeland Security Investigations, principal investigative arm of the Department of Homeland Security, told Como News they are eyeing one group in particular because of its brazen activity. Now, of course, they're not afraid. The group is known as Jalisco New Generation Cartel, or CJUNG, and its members are active in Mexico, but now for the first time have extended their operations through the U.S. and are focusing on the Pacific Northwest. I would, too. I mean, why would depoliced?
A little international expansion there.
Why not? I'm telling you, when you pull law enforcement back, you defund them. A lot of these places have cut the budgets in half. You create a vacuum, and it will be filled. That's human nature. It's going to be filled with somebody who's going to exert force. And I got to tell you, I mean, if it's Antifa versus Jalisco, I'm putting my money on Jalisco. You know, and not the soy boys. They only think they're powerful because the police are not allowed to deal with them. But the cartels will. They don't care. And you know what? It's hard. Cartels are going to be perceived as Hispanic. So the left is just going to roll over to them. They're going to let them have the jails. They're going to let them have everything. I'm telling you, there are going to be, how many years have I been saying this late? There are going to be places in the United States of America, like in Mexico, where you can't go.
Right.
Oh, God, don't go vacation there. Where? Costa Mexico? No, Seattle. You could get beheaded, held for ransom.
Well, held for ransom, then maybe beheaded.
Well, that's what they do, though.
Okay.
They threaten over the phone to behead you. Which, by the way, they're already doing in these border towns, as the former head of the Border Patrol, Tom Homan, has been trying to tell people. Mm-hmm. Like, we busted into one area. I'd never forget the audio. Guy was hogtied there, about to kill him. And, his relatives didn't pay the ransom. Well, right now they're only doing that to Mexicans. But honestly, why would you not do it to Americans? Biden don't care. Left definitely doesn't care. So there you go, folks. Biden's America. Federal government says violent Mexican cartels trying to gain foothold in Seattle. So just out of curiosity, who do you think the Biden administration named in The Hill yesterday as the most dangerous, the biggest threat to the United States of America? We got cartels moving in now where they never were before, but it's not them. No, they're cool. No, it's white supremacists.
Yeah, that's what I was fixing to say. Right-wing extremist. Mm-hmm. That would be the most dangerous threat to this country.
I got one for you. Name one. We know the name of the Jalisco cartel, right? We know who they are.
Yeah.
What's the white supremacist group called? I mean, if it's the biggest threat, we should be able to name it. We could do it with, like, ISIS and Al-Qaeda, right? What's what's the white supremacist group? And why are they a threat? Where they live? Could you give us a state? Address? No?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Did you see this? Remember Biden kicked off his presidency by costing America the most jobs in a single day of any sitting president ever? It was fabulous and set the tone for the misery that was to follow by eliminating the Keystone Pipeline, which made it really wild yesterday when Biden's own Energy Secretary, Jennifer Granholm, admitted, pipelines are the most efficient way to carry fuel. Now, remember, where have you heard this report? Lee and I, at the time, pointed out that the company behind the Keystone Pipeline pointed out that the Keystone Pipeline was carbon neutral. And so that there's no carbon footprint from it. If you put the oil on the rails, now you're in a carbon positive emission scenario. So if you are actually an environmentalist, not a wokester pretending to be, you would not want the Keystone Pipeline shut down. And the Canadian government tried to explain this to us. They even spoke slowly so Joe could understand, and that nobody could grasp this. And that's because there's symbolism over substance. Canadians could not understand. This is the most environmentally sound way to move this. It's also the safest way to move it. They don't want to do it. And then Jennifer Granholm, Energy Secretary, in a gaffe. And that, you know what a gaffe is for a Democrat? It's different for a Republican. For a Democrat, a gaffe is when they accidentally tell the truth in a national setting in a way the media cannot cover for them. So this was a gaffe. She told us the truth.
Can you tell us what is the feasibility of using rail cars to transport fuel into the affected areas? I know that's being looked at.
Yeah, this is why we have doubled down on ensuring that there's an ability to truck oil in, gas in. But it's the pipe is the best way to go. And so that's why hopefully this company, Colonial, will in fact be able to restore operations by the end of the week, as they have said.
Pipe is the best way to go. Now, the Biden administration quickly came behind. Oh, no. So wait, we were just talking about Colonial. We were just talking about gas line. Oh, okay. Well, let's bring in John Kerry then. He was asked in a hearing specifically not about Colonial, but about, hey, you know, aren't these pipelines the most carbon efficient green way to move this fuel, Mr. Kerry? And you know what he said? Because remember, this is Biden's climate czar. Yeah, they totally are. What? So you mean it's not better to put it on rail and ship it down? Because that's how you close Keystone, that's how it's coming. I mean, it's coming either way. Listen to this moron.
Isn't it true that pipelines are more carbon delivery efficient than trains or trucks or other forms of delivery? If you could answer just that limited question.
Yeah, that is true. I think that is true. But it doesn't mean you necessarily want to be adding another line when there are other alternatives. But is it better than train and better than that? Yes, it is.
Thank you.
My judgment.
Okay. Well, we don't want to be adding another line when there aren't other ways we could use other alternatives. Well, the only other alternatives, moron, are either we ship it by truck or we ship it by rail. There aren't any other alternatives unless there's some plan to shoot it into space and have it come down on the other side or something that I don't know about. There's no other alternatives. He's like, well, you know, rails, it's bad. Trucking it is. We don't want to build more pipelines, though, because we had other alternatives. There aren't any.
Isn't it true that pipelines are more carbon delivery efficient than trains or trucks or other forms of delivery? If you could
other
answer just that
little
question.
That
is true. I think that is true. But it doesn't mean you necessarily want to be adding another line when there are other alternatives. But is it better than train and better than that? Yes, it is.
Thank you.
Okay, so he just admitted, he said all forms of other delivery. Isn't it better to put it in the pipeline? All forms. And Kerry's like, yeah. So what is Kerry actually saying there? He got dangerously close to the truth. They don't want to build another pipeline because they don't intend for you to use energy, any kind of energy. How do you know? Watch where they implemented this. They got rolling blackouts in California. And remember the liberal mayor that we played the audio? He's like, nah, this is your job. I mean, if we got to go 4 hours a day in the afternoon without energy, that's your duty. So when he says, no, we don't want to build more pipelines after saying that's the most efficient way to move energy, what he means is we don't want energy. We don't intend for you to have energy. We like rolling blackouts. And you want proof that's what they want? They are copying the California plan. That's what the Green New Deal is. They have rolling blackouts there for one reason. They are transitioning to only solar and wind. And they want to do that completely by 2045. Joe wants it by 2035. She can only imagine the rolling blackouts we'll have then. Do you know why there are rolling blackouts in California? Do you remember? Because they have to convert over their fuel supply. So what they did was said, okay, we'll start with the backup power. No one will notice that. And so they went to solar and wind for backup. Well, when are the peak times of the day? Afternoon, when everyone's coming home from work, they want to cook. They flip on the lights when they get home. You know, the time when there's not a lot of solar. I mean, the light is dimming. It's before dark. And you use solar as backup. How'd that work out? Rolling blackouts. And the Democrats in Congress went, cool, we'll try that. So what he's saying there is, no, there is another alternative. The other alternative is we just don't use energy. It's the 1884 plan. That's what he's not telling you. We like shutting this stuff down because we don't intend for you to use anything but perhaps a fire pit in your backyard, and you'll need a permit for that.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Yesterday with Liz Cheney, somebody asked me to get to this, and I promised to do it in the 8 o'clock hour, was truly remarkable. You might think, I don't care about Representative Liz Cheney. So she got voted out of leadership. She's about to get drop-kicked by her Wyoming constituents, too, after all the stuff she's done since January. Good. What's remarkable about all of this, you might think, well, she's not my representative. I don't care. Oh, but you should. It was a big deal. It's an even bigger deal than most people realize. Because Liz Cheney is a Cheney. She is Bush wing of the party. And to understand this, I went deep into this yesterday on the Battleground podcast. What a win this was yesterday for her to get dropkicked like that. Because let me tell you, the leadership didn't want to do it. But they had no choice. What it represents is the end of the death grip that the Bushes slash Romneys have had on the party for a long time. It is the number one problem facing our country because we have no vehicle with which to fight the left. This is why the left has gotten radically out of control in the last 20 years. It's not because the left is the left. Left's doing what they do. When there's a vacuum, they fill it. It's because of the Bush death grip on the party. Now, keep in mind, let me take you back for a minute so you understand what's going on here. George H.W. Bush was not a popular guy. He only lasted one term. But he's had an outsized influence on the party because he has controlled the funding apparatus for a long time. The Bushes have. Keep in mind who H.W. was and where these very dangerous philosophies come from. The Democrats didn't come up with the idea of open borders. They didn't come up with the idea of racing the U.S. They didn't come up with the idea of ending our sovereignty. Those are not ideas they had. I mean, that's why you can go back 10 years, 12 now, and find Chuck Schumer and Harry Reid and all these prominent Democrats, Jared Nadler, even Nancy Pelosi talking about the need for border security and a wall. In fact, one of the most, it was a fence then actually, but one of the most jarring things to hear is Nancy Pelosi talking about it. So where do these ideas come from? The globalist view of the world as better off without a definable America. Where did that come from? CIA. It's been our foreign policy via the CIA for over 50 years. Who was ahead of the CIA? George H.W. Bush. CIA took over the Republican Party. Not in some conspiracy theory kind of way, Tom Clancy kind of way. I'm going to talk about that. Talk about the mentality, the globalist mentality. And so what happened was they convinced, it was the most catastrophic thing Reagan ever did, convinced Reagan, hey, you need one of these globalists in order to win. You gotta win a country club. So he brought him on board. So Reagan's out, and the second H.W. takes over as president, he purges conservatives, freedom lovers, anybody who likes America, and anybody who thinks we should have borders, which is to say most Republicans. Keep in mind, the Bush folks have a Democrat history, not Republican, come from the New England, moved to Texas because they thought it was a good political opportunity. They are not Republican. They're definitely not conservative. So they take over the party, right? Well, as soon as Reagan is gone, they purge the conservatives, the freedom lovers, everybody out of the party in the important places, out of the think tanks, and most importantly, out of the fundraising apparatus. They're gone. And they would be shut out in Washington for a generation because the Bushes had taken over. Then they send Karl Rove out. They partner up with the chamber. And the way the Bushes maintained their power was simple. And it was really kind of brilliant. They went to Democrat donors. Because just, I mean, the rank and file aren't going to write a check to the Bushes. Nobody likes them like the way they do with Trump. 50 people send Trump $50 all the time. That's why he's a fundraising powerhouse, more so than the Bushes have ever been. And that's why Cheney was just kicked out. Because Trump, when it comes down to it, he's got the cash. He's the first one to have the cash in a long time. And that's power. So the Bushes ran the place for a long time. They came up with this brilliant idea. We'll go to liberal, Democrat, and globalist donors, Chamber of Commerce, people like that, and we'll say, hey, you know what? Don't just buy yourself Democrats. Wouldn't it be more efficient if you could buy yourself Republicans too? So you give us a ton of dough, and we'll use it to eliminate Republicans that are conservative and freedom-loving from our primaries. And they did. They wiped them out. And so you thought you were voting for somebody. You didn't realize your candidates were pre-selected. The guy who wanted to represent you, you didn't know his name on the ballot because the other guy claiming to be a conservative was running on $400,000 to $500,000 of Bush money and chamber money and liberal money. I mean, I'll never forget Jeb Bush doing that fundraiser in Hamptons. Over 100 donors there, all Democrats. And this is what they did. So this is how they maintained their power in the party. They needed a new funding source. They went to the left and they got it. They told the left they would wipe out conservatives. And this is why everybody acts like a conservative in the primary, acts like a freedom lover, or even a normal. Somebody who just wants to have borders, right? We're not talking about radical right here at all. And they go to Washington and stab you in the back. Well, they were hired to do that by the Bushes. So the Bushes controlled the purse, the kitty, for a long time. The only person they couldn't control was Trump. They spent $80 million of money that could have been spent against the Democrats trying to beat Trump in that primary because he was a threat to the Bush money. And Trump didn't need their money, so he was free. And then Trump shattered their fundraising records. He took over the RNC. Darn near lost my mind when I saw that on the radio. It was the best thing I've ever seen. And so if you've noticed George W. lately, turn on TV. There he is, fuming with rage, mocking you and the people who voted for him, calling us nativists and bigots and every other horrible thing in the book that he knows we're not. He is in a rage because everything daddy built is crumbling right before his eyes. He's not smart enough to figure out how to put it back together. He never was. So they're in a panic. They're in a panic because just 3 months ago, nobody would have dared take out a Cheney. I mean, the woman has less than 30% of approval. Her approval rate is less than 30% with Republicans. And Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader in the House, who is one of them, not one of us, backed her for leadership, kept her alive, kept her afloat. You know why? Because January 6th had just happened, and they figured Trump's done now. And then the fundraising totals came in. And now for the first time, people who are like Trump, who really are freedom-loving and think, you know, we don't have borders. No, we don't want a new world order. We don't want what the Bush people are selling. It's nasty. It's bad. And by the way, again, the Democrats didn't come up with it. Open borders, no sovereignty. Those are Bush ideas. They're CIA globalist ideas. They come from that CIA mindset that George H.W. came out of. And for the first time, there's a massive tranche of cash sitting there. It's not chamber money anymore. It's not chamber money anymore. Now they're scared the other way. Is Trump people going to come after me? Regular people are writing Trump checks. Oh, God, I bet, you know, and now the Bush people are coming around with their money and they want you to whore out. And people are like, I don't know. Yeah. So we go from, hey, Trump's gone, party times, let's put Liz Cheney back, to Trump's not gone. Because that fundraising report came out. And now you got to keep in mind, Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell are powerful for one reason. Mitch McConnell's approval rating is at 18%. Why is he so powerful? Because he's got a big pack full of Bush money, full of chamber money, full of tech money. Same with Kevin McCarthy. And what has Trump done in the last couple of months? He said, I'm going to purge the primaries just like the chamber. I'm going to purge you people right out of the primaries. And all these candidates are going, oh, crap. And they're looking to Kevin going, Kevin, what are you going to do? You got to choose, Kevin. You got to choose. And just 3 months after choosing Liz, less than 3 months, he chose Trump because money talks. Do not write a check to the RNC. They are evil. Write a check to Trump. Write a check to his PAC. That's what we just bought. We're buying our party back. And let me tell you what. We cannot take our country back until we can get a free voice back on big tech. And we can have a free voice. We can have an open voice. We cannot take our country back until we can fight. And we need a vehicle that can fight. And we need it now. And that vehicle, I'm sorry to say, we don't have time to build another one, is the Republican Party. So this is a good start. And when you watch the media, thought this was a huge deal, right? Because they understand what I just told you. They're not going to tell you that. This was a blow to Bush Inc. A blow to the CIA mindset that produced that video you saw last week. A blow to globalism. A blow to the multinationals. And a terrible blow to the idea that that ending our sovereignty, diluting America, making us part of some sort of one world government, erasing our borders and flooding the country with foreigners who immediately go on welfare is a bad idea. It was awesome. Now you know who needs to go? Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell, and Kevin knows it too. He knows that Bush money not going to save him anymore in those primaries. He's trying to figure out what to do about it, and that's a good thing. Because you know what he could do? Listen to you. You write checks too. In fact, you write much bigger checks, and there's a lot more of them than anybody, any Democrat donor, the Bushes could muster up. Yesterday was a good day. Serious question. Are you normal? Or are you weird? I think there's a third category here. Secretly weird. Or secretly non-normal. That was what was just asked to people in a recent study. I thought it was interesting. The results. Recent poll found, overall, as Americans, we're twice as likely to say we're not like other people. 48% agreed with the statement, most people are not like me. Wouldn't that mean that half of America is like, not like other people? In other words, they're like in that they're not like other people. I don't know. That would make them all like, whatever. I'm getting too deep here. 48% agree with the statement, most people are not like me. 1 in 4 say they are pretty normal in general. And everybody else wasn't sure if they're normal or weird. Men were a little more likely to say they're cut from a different cloth, 50% compared to 46% of women, so not a huge difference. Here's the interesting part. The one thing that does matter is age. Only, oh, I'm not surprised by this, only 12% of people under 25 think they're normal. I would agree with that. Compared to 33% of seniors, they think they're weird. Oh, I think they're weird, a lot of them. Anyway, not all of them. Not those listening to this show, because you are passionately, militantly normal if you're listening to this show and probably don't need any sort of psychological intervention. Anyway. Oh, speaking of psychological intervention, wait till you hear what we got coming up in the next hour. You're going to just, you're going to die when you see this. You're going to die when you see this. So many crazy things going on. Let's jump on over to the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. This is a show for the ages. Send a copy to the Smithsonian. Oh, thank you. You can get it by texting podcast to 71307, you know, and keep it forever. Texter writes, is there any good news lately about the forensic audit going on in AZ? Yes, there's a lot of good news. I am not going to get into it yet, though. Not going to go into why right now. But yes, there's a lot of good news coming out of that. Texter writes, where'd it go? Wouldn't it have been nice to have heard the person ask John Kerry, what are those alternatives that are better than pipelines? Yeah, I know. That would have been cool. Another texter writes, what is normal? Another texter says, I am a unique individual, as are we are. There was never one of you before, and there never will be again. That's why the individual is so valuable.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle. vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!